Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is your boy, the coach from the WWE. I would like to welcome you to the very first wrestling podcast in the world to take you on a weekly deep dive in the classic matches along with legends of the squared circle. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the back and forth. There's so much to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Payoff.
Who's next?
Goldberg.
Why'd you picked a Goldberg match?
I know, so man. I know.
You're gonna bitch for the next half hour.
Well, I need to get in my, you know, quarterly like complaining about Goldberg, and so here we are. I promise you, we are not doing another Goldberg match for the rest of the year. So that you're welcome, listeners. Well,
and I hope at some point soon he comes back just to piss you off.
He will, because wrestling is cyclical and hates me, and so here we go. And so I hate Goldberg, but we've talked about this match. How you doing, buddy? You always ask me. I feel like I should ask
you. Good. Goldberg says this is the best match of his career. Or maybe, okay. Favorite match is the word, but favorite, best. He loves this match.
I'll be the judge of that. So, I hate this guy. I picked this one because we kept talking around this match. We covered like everything leading up to this match. We've talked about some stuff that happened after this match. And so I really just wanted to this is really just like a mercy flush. Like I just needed to get this one out of here so that we don't have to deal with it anymore. And so but I will say I am a huge DDP fan. I am a huge fan of DDP yoga. Like, bro, we would happily bring him on as a sponsor for the show. That is a big one where DDP, I think the Diamond Cutter is a great finisher. I don't think he got the respect that he should have necessarily. But, this is one where it's for good and bad. We cover it all. And this is one that's for what it is. And it's Goldberg. And I make no secret of how I feel about Goldberg. So here we go.
All right. Well, I'm pumped to cover this one, man.
Are you?
Okay. Yeah, because I forget what interview he did.
Yeah.
But he just said, he's like, oh, this is the best match of my career. And I was like, really? I was not expecting that.
Yeah. We'll find out. Let's talk about it. I'm ready. Yeah, I will keep a smile. I will keep everyone entertained. So let's do this.
Good. All right, man. Let's get into the build.
Oh, it's time for the build.
So Halloween Havoc, 98. Vegas, MGM Grand Garden Arena. Pretty fun little place right on the strip.
I've never been to the arena.
Yeah, I just went for that one AEW show. It's the only time.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, it was cool. Kind of not a really nice arena, kind of an older rundown. Right. It's not like a pro sports arena, that you would
right. Think.
We covered Hogan Warrior before, right?
Of course. Yes. Back in the archives. Feel free to go back.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, if there is any match that is worse than the one we're covering today, it is definitely the Warrior Hogan match. So, but there were some shining spots on this card too.
Yeah. It's an interesting show. And again, we've gone through it. I won't go through everything, but 12 matches, I believe other stuff went long, which cut this match a little bit shorter, but you've got, Goldberg is your champion, relatively new champion, really, really hot at the time. He's going up against DDP, Hogan Warrior, which sucks. But again, if you're looking at it on paper, you're like, wow, Warrior's back. Bret Hart and Sting, Hall and Nash, Steiner versus Steiner, a lot happening on this show, man. A couple cruiserweight matches, and there you go. So that's the story of this show. And then of course, obviously, WCW loses millions of dollars. because they have to reimburse the cable companies and the subscribers because of them not being able to finish the show. So then they air the next night on Nitro. It gets a big rating, but it was wild, man. This was a wild show, and just a commentary really to how chaotic it was behind the scenes. So storyline standpoint, how do we get to this one?
So this was keep in mind, it was about $30 for this pay-per-view, $29.95. And so, but before we got there, you had at Starrcade, which would have been December 1997, so just a little over a year prior to this match, you had DDP winning the U.S. Heavyweight Championship from one Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. And then March 1998, a few defenses here and there, he defended the title. It was a triple threat, falls count anywhere match against Chris Benoit and Raven. He ended up putting Raven through a table with a diamond cutter to retain the belt. He ended up losing the belt then to Raven at Spring Stampede. And then some matches that we have talked about on this show. So then you had him teaming with Karl Malone against Hulk Hogan and Dennis Rodman at Bash at the Beach, as well as Jay Leno at Road Wild, where they defeated Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff, a match we talked about not that long ago. So Paige, though, not having the belt, but being the number one contender, it was actually Fall Brawl, him winning War Games main event to get a title shot against Goldberg, who at the time, of course, is undefeated. Goldberg, of course, was just being Goldberg at this point. At the time, it was held by Hogan. When he won the belt, eventually Hogan and him did have a match taking place on Nitro in the Georgia Dome, of course, Goldberg's hometown. Huge match it was for what it was. You said, of course, he had to first beat Scott Hall in order to take on Hogan, who he did eventually beat, which then led Goldberg to vacate the U.S. Heavyweight Championship, which he was holder of at that point. So from a build perspective, it was fairly normal. I say, like, you had his number one, won a match, became number one contender, and you're taking on the guy with the belt. And so doesn't really need much more than that. I don't know if Goldberg could do much more than that, but there you go. So made sense from that perspective. So good stuff. I'd say good stuff, though. I mean, that was for someone who is, whether you're high on DDP or high on Goldberg, like, it did make a lot of sense. And it is, at the time, it's a high profile match. Like, I was watching Nitro on Mondays. Like, I'm bitter about Goldberg nowadays, but, and then I'd go back and watch WWE later, WWF later. So, really two guys at the top. It's hard to say, other than maybe Hogan, Nash, and some of those guys, like, these two were two of the best though at the time. So, yeah.
Man, this better be good, because I have high expectations for this.
Yep, I hear you, man.
Okay. Yeah, you get it. All right. Halloween Havoc 1998. We're at the 2 hour 38 minute mark. 2 hours 38 minutes. Pretty late for a main event world title match to be starting. Are you ready?
What was your time on that? I'm sorry.
That's okay. 3 hours and 4 minutes.
There it is. That's what I thought. Okay.
Sorry, yeah. I was looking at the wrong timestamp. Yeah, yep. 3 hours and four. That's what. Yeah. So they've gone long on this show, or they will. And yep. So, yeah.
Okay. Yep. 304, season 10.
Season 10.
Episode I'm ready.
One on Peacock. You're ready.
Let's do it. Yes.
I'm ready. It's time for the payoff.
Oh, it's time for the payoff.
So many standpoints. Sure, it's the unpredictable nature of the diamond cutter against the jackhammer. But think back to the history, the long-term history between these two, and the fact that DDP was so instrumental in not only bringing Goldberg to WCW, but into professional wrestling.
Goldberg looks great. I love the logo in the ring.
Goldberg tells about people's check.
Well,
stickers. I will give that Goldberg's got a good entrance. I'll give him that. So you got both guys kind of facing off at this point. Yep.
Both baby faces, right?
They would be. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's kind of odd.
big tie-ups here. Goldberg or DDP just kind of throwing himself back into the corner here, kind of putting over Goldberg in that way. I don't know what Goldberg's record would have been at this time. Like, that's one where I'll kind of have to figure that out. Also, because it was so in flux. I'll figure that out, though, or try and figure that out.
Like, why did they add fake numbers to it? Like, why didn't they just use the real one?
I know. Yeah.
Like, the internet was around. People weren't stupid. They knew he didn't wrestle six times that week. Jeez.
They both tumble to the floor. Paige dared him to come at him, and boy, did he have it. Oh,
man. They both kind of, like, got into a tie-up and both ended up outside the ring. Kind of a unique move. I like that.
This, so he was roughly at this point 150-0.
And in reality, it was probably like 45. Maybe it was 60.
It's funny too, because they have him losing actually a match back in 1997, a dark match. So they're actually counting that. Whatever.
Who did he lose to?
Chad Fortune on a WCW Saturday Night Dark Match taping on July 24th, 1997. So it actually has him at 150-1, which, whatever. But prior to that, boy, there's a lot of house shows on this list too, which is kind of funny. And then really, so, I mean, he ended up losing the belt to Nash at 161-1, and so, or to 161-0. So he really only had a few matches left after this where he was going to remain undefeated.
His, according to Meltzer, his best match of Goldberg's best match of all time was against Scott Steiner, 4 1/4 in a no DQ match.
Which we did watch that one, yes. Which I remember I thought it was okay. Yep.
His Lashley match was his number 2 singles match ever, which actually is his last match that he's at.
Interesting. Okay. DDP.
Or no, I'm sorry. I think that was the last match. No. He wrestled Reigns after that.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Forgot about that.
Well, and we're close to Crown Jewel. When we're recording this, we don't know if Goldberg's back or not, which is probably for the best, because I'd probably be way more bitter about recording this one. But I'm sure by the time it happens, he will have been back. But DDP, I'd say comparative to a lot of Goldberg matches, they're working this kind of slow. Yeah. They are demonstrating the kind of power of Goldberg. Like, he just shoulder checked DDP out of the ring, but not the overwhelming kind of dominant force that you were used to seeing Goldberg. There's a swinging neck breaker from DDP to Goldberg, taking him down.
Man, Goldberg doesn't look a whole lot different here than he does now, huh?
No, yeah. Credit where credit's due. The dude looks
like jacked. I'd argue he almost looks a little bit leaner and better now than he does in this match.
Well, shit. You look at some of the videos or like the workout plans of some of the boy. Like, how do you feel about the Performance Center boy? Their workout plan. They are making people look good coming out of there. So, granted, when that's your whole day, is you just get to work out, you know, eat chicken and rice and kind of, be around that all day. I get it. But at the same time, you still got to be committed to it. It's still the lifestyle. I can't imagine, but yeah. So he's got him in like a front chokehold here. DDP does against Goldberg, kind of keeping him down here. This match is going to come to an abrupt end here pretty quick, I'm sure. We can talk about for a minute here how, yes, there was, by all counts, oof, crazy swinging neckbreaker. That looked weird. About 20 to 30% of everyone that ordered this pay-per-view, it was cut early. And so we'll talk about it after, but yeah, there was a lot of people that they were not seeing this match as it was happening. And so, we know that it was kind of shown then the next night on Nitro because it had to be.
And keep in mind that you would have gone off the air right after that car crash of Hogan and Warrior. Yeah.
No, it's been a power man's clinic for what, guys? This is Page, his undeniable trait here's two is his heart. And
kind of weird with like Goldberg working against a babyface. Like you think they just have him up against like big nasty heels.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Cause like, he's kind of working like is the heel almost, you know?
Looking. So we got like a submission hold on him now. Goldberg on TDP gets to the ropes though. Gets the rope break.
Is there anything left that you'd like to see Goldberg do? And I know you don't like him that much, but is there any left or anything?
I think, okay, so yeah, credit where credit's due. I think that he's had some matches against some big names. I definitely do not ever want to see a belt around his waist again. Whoa, Hurricanrana there from DDP. That was crazy. I think that, like, at this point, there's no reason for him to really wrestle anybody else because he's had some big matches against guys that make sense. He's had a few with Brock, Roman, Lashley. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's nobody that I would want to see him wrestle against. And like, you know, don't expect your five-star match type thing. You know, that's just not going to happen. I think even if he is going to go again, like, put him with someone that can go with him, maybe, you know, do him with an AJ, but I feel like that's disrespectful to AJ. Like, you know, someone that can kind of protect him a little bit in that sense of like, you know, having the long match. So nobody jumps to mind for who I'd want to. I think there could be somebody, like maybe you do, you know, he could put over like a Walter or something like that. You know, I think there's some options out there. I think I would not want to see him with a little guy. I'd want to see him with a bigger guy, but maybe like, I would not want to see him and Drew. Like, that doesn't excite me at all. Like, but I think that there could be somebody out there. I'm not sure who. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I AJ actually came to mind too, just someone you could have a good match with. I mean, you could maybe throw him and like an Orton together. I mean, are you going to do him and Riddle, or is there actually too much bad blood?
Yeah, I think that would. Yeah, now that you say that, I forgot about them and each other hating each other, and so
him and Rollins could be interesting.
Yeah, that could be one. Like,
you know, Drew's not a terrible idea.
Do you put him against a Bray? Maybe, I don't know. Oh, there. Oh God.
Yeah.
DDP gave the diamond cutter signal and Goldberg speared the hell out of him. Oh my God, that was a crazy spear.
Now it's the shoulder is what it is.
I'll give it credit where credit due. The guy does give a good spear. If you're going to do something, you know, if you're going to have only three moves, you know, knock those three moves out of the fucking park, and he does.
How about him versus Edge?
Ugh, no, I don't like the thought of that at all. Orton, I wouldn't want to see him with Orton. If Orton, you know, when Orton comes back, like, no, I'd see Edge and Orton, but I would not want to see Goldberg and Orton.
Came up for the jackhammer, but he's got only one arm to do it with. It's amazing, amazing.
He can do it no arms.
No, I couldn't.
Oh, first time he hasn't been able to that I know of.
There may be some severe damage in that shoulder.
Gonna try again.
Sure he is. Little surge of energy. He's sucking it up. Page! Page has got the
it's gonna happen.
So reverse the jackhammer, couldn't get him all the way over, and that's deep in the diamond cutter, but can't get the cover.
What a match!
As short as this match is, too, like, it isn't bad. I'll give him, like, it's like, that was a nice little exchange there between this with the spear and leading into that diamond cutter. That was actually pretty good.
He's dead. One, two. Goldberg's out of two.
Goldberg is still alive.
He's over. It's over, man.
It is, like you said, the baby face. You're getting the cheers for, he hit that diamond cutter to a huge pop, and then they just got a huge pop, and Goldberg kicked out of it too.
Page gonna try suplex. Forget about it. Goldberg's got him up. One,
155.
155. Oh, man, the list I'm looking at is not correct. Oh, man.
No, the list you're looking at is correct. He didn't wrestle 100. I don't even know if he's still wrestled 150 matches.
That's very true. Yep.
Man. All right. Let's get into the aftermath.
Oh, it's time for the aftermath.
Well, what'd you think?
It was fine. Like the last 2-3 minutes of that was fine. I didn't care about anything before it. It was, you know, it was okay. Like for a Goldberg match, he actually let the other guy get some offense in. And so like I said, I shit on Goldberg a lot, but that wasn't bad. So
yeah. Helping him up here.
It was definitely one of the better ones. So that's okay. So, yeah. All right. So we talked about them running kind of over, kind of knew what happened there. So this was them airing this match. So during Nitro the next night, which was the last win Nitro ever had over WWE, WWF in the ratings war. So, didn't know it at the time, but that's how it was. So, so DDP because of this. And so afterwards he actually, the following night, episode of Nitro, he actually beat Bret Hart to win the US title. And so had this match and lost, but then won the different belt the next night. So that's not bad. The following month's World War III in 1998, the two of them had a rematch with DDP winning that one as well too. Ended up losing the belt to Hart eventually on Nitro. It was a no DQ match with after interference from the Giant, which was actually that Bret Hart, which we're going to have to add that, but the add that match to the list, the Bret Hart DDP match on Nitro was voted WCW Magazine's Match of the Year 1998. And so who would have thunk? So Bret and DDP. As we all know, Goldberg though, so this is funny because he was 155-0, as of this one by Starrcade, he was 173-0. And so I did not know that there was 24 opportunities for him to wrestle in between. But of course, as we all know, the taser, Scott Hall, having the run in Kevin Nash, all that different stuff. And
one of the worst professional wrestling matches I've ever watched in my life. You talk about like some of the just most interesting things that we've seen. Hey, this match was great. I didn't remember it being great, or that's one of those that stands out to me of how many episodes have you and I done?
This would be 168. We got better record than Goldberg.
So 168. Okay. That is probably in my like top 5 to 10 of just way better, way worse, or way different than I would have expected. It was so bad.
Yep. Absolutely. So PWI on this one, DDP number 4 in 1998 and Goldberg numero 2. So the torch on this one, Goldberg pinned DDP at 10:29 to retain the title. Michael Buffer introduced the match as the final match, but not the main event, because of course that was Hogan versus Warrior. Goldberg and Page hugged afterward. Page left the ring, still doing a great job selling the jackhammer, and I'll add Goldberg the spotlight. It's tough to fit a match of it. It's tough to fit a match of the year into 11 minutes, but this was the best match of Goldberg's career and probably the best performance by Page to date. The match told a story and the wrestlers stuck to doing moves that looked good, yet they weren't overly conservative. They showed great fire and did long-term selling of moves. Just a sound match that wasn't out of place as a pay-per-view finale. 3.5 stars. Okay. Observer. Shutting off the Halloween Havoc pay-per-view on 10:25 early and WCW putting the Bill Goldberg and DDP title match on free Nitro the next night broke the all-time cable television viewing record by doing the best rating for a cable match in more than 10 years, dating back to a Ric Flair and Sting match from 1988. What was undoubtedly amazing is that this record was set during football season, when traditionally a percentage of the wrestling audience is siphoned off 3.25. And we actually have that Sting Oh no, it's a we have a different Sting Flair match coming up later. But okay, 3.5, 3.25. I'm gonna go first. I know I normally give it to you, but I like, as we all know, I'm gonna give this one a 6.5. I feel it was a good Goldberg match. I agree with that assessment. I think it would, you know, as we all know nowadays, I think DDP was working with what he could work. There was not a lot of wrestling necessarily, just, you know, a few move or a bunch of moves here and there. And that was what we got. And so I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to go with a 6.5.
You know, I'm torn on this one because, you know, historically you had a guy who really struggled to get over in DDP, and you know the whole story of his career and how he probably never should have been successful when he was, and it was a big deal for him to be in that spot. Goldberg had never, you know, really hadn't wrestled many matches of that length, and certainly not on that stage. So I feel like historically, that was a pretty big moment for those two to go out. Oh, and by the way, they're following two of the biggest names in wrestling history, Hogan and Warrior. So, like, for that, I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Okay.
Like, I think it's a really big deal what they did and really cool. So if you were just watching the match on mute and knew nothing about those guys, there was nothing like athletically great, but
yeah,
the significance of what they did, it was really awesome. And so I love that. Like, there was no reason for these two to like put on a great match, and they just busted their ass to do it. So I really liked it for that reason. And It was 10 minutes long. If there were 20 minutes of that, I would have told you, it kind of sucked.
Yeah, I will give you that too. It was just the right amount of time. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got? We got, of course, don't forget, using our promo code PAYOFF20 on manscaped.com, all your men's grooming, women's grooming, all that good stuff that's out there for you. And more than just grooming too. They got body wash, they got cologne, they've got boxers, they've got pretty much everything you look at. I like using, I trim up the mustache with the shears, their little scissors that they have in the kit. And so all good stuff. And so make sure to check them out. And of course, our newest sponsor this month, we can't forget them as well too. True Classic Tees. Make sure you're checking them out. TrueClassicTees.com. Using our promo code there, 25% off for PAYOFF25. That's PAYOFF25. Get your money's worth there as well too. And more than just tees as well too. Polos, pants, like you name it, they've got it. They've got hats as well too. And so get yourself some good stuff. Like I said, Tom and I, like, no bullshit. We want you guys to check these things out. We wouldn't let you guys know about them if we weren't a big fan either. So yeah, all good stuff.
Big fan of their stuff. Look, there's a lot of nice stuff out there like that. They're not the only ones selling t-shirts and joggers and hoodies, and but I just think that when you pair together quality and price, I think they really stack up well. You know, it's cheaper to go to Walmart and buy a t-shirt, but you know, the quality is not going to be there.
Yeah, it's not
and
there.
You can also go to Lululemon and spend $112 for a t-shirt now, but it's not that much better. So I love the quality and the price when you combine those two, and that discount code's awesome. And discount code works on everything, even the stuff that's already for sale, which is good. So
put in the cart and watch them savings. Yeah. So we move on. November coming up here. We got a big November.
I don't even know what we have.
I got it pulled up for us. We're going one that I have no clue about. 1989, Ric Flair and Terry Funk, an I Quit match. The one for you, because I feel like we haven't covered your boy Sean in a while here. So we've got Brett and Sean at Survivor Series 1997. And then we're going to go, we talked about a little bit. We got another Batista Undertaker match as well, too. Their Hell in a Cell 2007 match. And then one, that was on a list of best. This is, again, we did this with the 1-2-3 kid, but best short matches. We have Randy Savage versus Ricky Steamboat in a 4 minute, not wrestling, or this would be the wrestling classic, not wrestling challenge from 1985. And so that's an exciting one.
We've never covered the Montreal Screwjob.
It is on. No. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know. We've been doing this. So we're going to start episode 170 is going to be the Screwjob finally. So I don't know how, like, I don't know how we got this far with that. That might end up being a double episode. We're going to have to block some time for you and me to record that one. But yeah, it's finally time to cover it.
Wow.
Huh. Okay. Big month.
Hope to cover it, man.
October was a good month. And so, yeah, enjoy Crown Jewel. And yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, this was fun. Another great episode in the can. We'll see you next week, Monday, as always, on all new episode of The Payoff.